Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father Raz have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here are your hosts, Daniel and Raz.
Welcome back to RiskFeesTaxes.com with Daniel Rasby, who's a tax attorney, and Imran Rasby, I go by Raz, who's Daniel's father.
Yes, so our company is called Higher Ground Financial Group, and we place your financial feed on higher ground. And the website, though, is RiskFeesTaxes.com, and we're all about reducing and eliminating the three biggest killers of retirement: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, we talk a lot about taxes on this program because I am a tax attorney. And one of the most common questions we get is in requests for the topic again and again.
Getting out of rental properties.
How do I get out of rental property and without paying taxes?
Without paying taxes. What's the best way? You know, this is sort of like the can story, right? Napoleon wanted to conquer the world, and he could only go as far as his food would not spoil. So he put out a contest out. Said, somebody, please help me get my food safe so I can conquer the world. And somebody came up with this idea of a tin can. And it was good. It sealed the food. It protected the food. It preserved the food. And Napoleon had the food to last a long time. But there was a slight problem. They didn't really have a way to open it except with a hammer and chisel. And that would ruin some of the food, but it would, at least the food would be there. So the can opener wasn't invented until almost 50 years later.
Wow.
And so because of that, you got some problems. So you've got this rental property. Maybe you've had it for 50 years. Maybe you had it for 27 years, the amount of time of depreciation. And now you need the rental property can opener. How do I get the money out without paying through the nose? Well, one of the things you did, depreciate it. So you took that tax advantage and you didn't pay taxes. So now the Uncle Sam come in and say, where's my share? I want it now. You deferred it, but now I want it. So what do you do?
Exactly. So you have three or four choices. You can pony up and pay the tax. You can sell it and pay the tax.
How much is that tax going to be? So depending on how much the property, how much capital gains it is and how much income you have, you could be in a 0% tax if it's very little. You could be in a 15% tax if it's up to like 500,000, and if it's 05 something, 583, whatever. But if it's over that, then you could be in a 20% tax bracket. And then not only that, you have state and local capital gains tax as well. So many of our clients that have really highly appreciated assets might be in a 32% tax bracket, which is higher than their income tax bracket, which might only be 12 or 20%.
Exactly. And depending on which state you live in, if you live in a very high tax state, it could be even more than that. So you want to make sure that you're aware of how much tax it will be, but that is one option. You could just pay the tax, sell it, pay the tax, and then invest it somewhere else after taxes. Now, wherever you invest it after that, it's going to generate its own taxes unless it goes to a tax-free spot like a Roth or like a life insurance policy.
Or even an opportunity zone. There's some of those that are still available that you can invest in there. So there's some advantages. The whole thing is you got to know the tax rules. That's why you got to have a tax attorney. Daniel is a tax attorney. He can really look at the rules and look at it from your point of view and the IRS's and give you a clear idea of what your tax liability is and what options you may have.
And then there is DSTs. DSTs are a way to – it's a type of trust that can defer those taxes. So you still pay them, but you spread them out over a number of years. And the reason you might want to do that is, like Raz just mentioned, it might be a big property. You might owe a lot of capital gains, 30% or more. But if you spread it out over 10 years, you're only paying about 15% each year on it. So that may be a good option if you do want to pay the tax and you kind of want to get out of the properties, but you don't want to pay all the tax in 1 year.
Again, that depends on you and your personal situation. And as a fiduciary, we really can't give you specific advice on the radio show, but make an appointment, go to riskfeestaxes.com. We can take a look at your specific situation and give you fiduciary advice at riskfees.com. It is free.
Riskfeestaxes.com.
It is absolutely free appointment, but you'll get your questions answered and we'll get them to you without any cost to you.
And so the other strategy that people ask us about again and again, because it seems like we're one of the only people talking about it on the radio at Raise right now, is the CRUT, the Charitable Remainder Unit Trust.
Is that a new thing? Is this just started?
It's not a new thing. And that's why I'm a little bit surprised to hear again and again from our listeners that they are not getting this information from anywhere else. They're only hearing it from our firm. So they're really asking us for more details on how this works.
So one of the problems with CRUT is It really was designed for very wealthy people. And because of that, a lot of lawyers charge a lot of money to set up CRUD, and they charge a lot of fees to set up a CRUD, and they charge asset fees and all that. And if you got $50 million, $100 million you got to take care of, then that may make sense. But even then, I don't think it makes much sense. But the lawyers love it. So, well, when I sent Daniel to law school, he really studied it and figured out that it doesn't have to cost that much. It doesn't have to be all those fees. And we've set up CRUDs for people that are much more reasonable. And so what does a CRUD do? So why would somebody want a CRUD? If you got a property, why would you want a CRUD?
Well, a CRUD can provide you a number of tax advantages, and it can...
Well, hold on a second. Before you even go into that, is CRUD only used for a rental property, or can it be used for a business sale? It could be used for a highly appreciated stock?
It can be used for anything that's not an IRA.
So even a highly appreciated Ferrari that you bought 30 years ago, now you have a whole bunch of capital gains.
That's exactly. So you can use a CRUD for anything. It's called a charitable remainder unit trust. And there's CRATs also, charitable remainder annuity trust. And some people call it CRTs, charitable remainder trust. Could be a CRAT or a CRUD. CRUD is the most common that we use. And what that does, the primary reason that people look at CRUDs is when they have an asset to sell that they don't want to pay the capital gains on now, but they still want to get some value out of it before they die. And ultimately, they are somewhat charitably minded. So if you absolutely hate all charities and you don't want to start your own charity, because we'll get to that in a minute, and you think nobody should ever do any charitable work or whatever, then a CRUD is not going to be for you. You have to have some charitable intent, but it doesn't have to be the primary reason that you do a CRUD. Even if charity is a second or a distant third in your priorities list, it can still be very useful to do a CRUD. And so how does it work?
So let's say you've depreciated this property. It's now worth $500,000. You've had it for 30 years, and there's really no depreciation left. So all of it is going to be capital gains. So you move that property into the CRUD, right? And you save, roughly $130,000 in capital gains, about 32%, because it's a pretty highly appreciated asset, right?
Exactly. So you don't pay capital gains. Then the trust will sell the property, and the trust will sell the property with no capital gains also. They're deferred indefinitely. And then you're going to get an income stream out of that trust for the rest of your life because it's a charitable remainder trust. That means the remainder goes to charity when you die. We'll get to that in a minute. But while you're alive, you get a pension. Everybody loves a pension, right?
Yeah, it's 5% of the value. You get that for the rest of your life. And there's also a trustee fee. And again, that's usually 1% of the asset fee. And, we could talk to you about that as well. And then there's, you have that income that you can't live. It is income taxable because it is income. It's a pension. All pensions are taxable.
And that's one thing to be careful of. If you look up the CRUD strategy on the website, the IRS has a article about it saying be very careful. You can be committing tax fraud if you have a CRUD. But it specifically says because you're not reporting the income from a CRUD as taxable income. So as long as you're reporting as taxable income, it's no issue. That 5% you're getting every year is perfectly legal. This strategy has been around for many decades. So just make sure, and we always do with our clients, as a tax attorney, I know I see people on TikTok, on YouTube, and everywhere, they talk about these loopholes and these laws. You can do this, you can do that. And they're very gray areas. Some of them not even gray. They're really, really light gray or dark gray. They're very dangerous. And we don't like to be that close to the line. In our firm, at Higher Ground Financial Group, we recommend strategies that are 100% legal, that are completely clear in the tax code. They don't rely on only private letter rulings and special interpretations and things. It's very straightforward, but they are strategies that a lot of the wealthy use, that the more average or a little above average in income Americans are not so much aware of. And so we try to bring those strategies, real actual strategies, tax strategies that can be useful. So
let's get back to the CRUD.
So the income is taxable, but you also get a tax deduction when you set up the CRUD.
So the older you are, the bigger the tax deduction because you're closer to death. And so the IRS gives you a higher deduction. So usually if you're in your late 60s, you can get roughly about a 50% tax deduction. So if this person, $500,000 house, goes in there, saves $130,000 in capital gains tax. That doesn't go to the federal government. And now she gets a $250,000 tax deduction. What is that deduction can be used for? What can it be used for?
It can be used for anything. It's against your income. So it's an income tax deduction. And a lot of our clients use it to convert IRAs to Roth.
And what if there's some restrictions, right? The 30% rule?
So you can use it only up to about 30% of your total income for the year. So if your total income for the year was going to be, you know, $200,000, then you can only deduct, you know, about $60,000 of your deduction.
So what happens to the rest of the deduction then?
The rest you save for the next year.
All right.
You deduct it again next year and the year after. So you can use it up to about 5 years total for those carryover deductions. And it can be very, very useful. So you're really doing three or four things with one transaction. When you donate the property to the trust and the trust sells it, you are creating a pension, taxable, but it is a pension, guaranteed income for the rest of your life you're creating for yourself. You're creating a tax deduction, which you can use to convert IRAs to Roth. You are avoiding capital gains entirely on that property. And you're also creating a legacy for charity. So if you don't have a particular charity that you like, that you want to leave money to, you can also set up a private foundation and you can donate to that. It is very legal to donate to yourself, not to yourself, but to your charity you control.
Like the Clinton Foundation, the Trump Foundation, the Bill Gates Foundation.
Exactly. Now, those foundations do have to follow all the rules to be proper legal charities. So you're not using that money for yourself, but you do have more control on which type of charitable activities it's spent on if you and your family are on the board of that charity. So that is something that we can help you set up as well. And it's a good way to get rid of some properties that you may not need for long term. And if you don't have people to leave it to, so what is the other thing people have?
So what about a business and you have to put all of it in? So we had a client the dentist wanted to sell his practice, and they put half the business into the CRUT, and the other half he didn't. Well, half the business is still worth about $2 million, so he got a roughly $1 million tax deduction. And that tax deduction went over to the other $2 million that he got for the dental practice and was able to deduct some of the taxes on that side. So that was a very, very favorable thing for him. And he got a pension because that's really what he wanted, because now he's not going to be a dentist. He wanted that income for the rest of his life. And that's with $2 million, you're looking at a decent income, decent pension, over $100,000 a year for the rest of his life.
And we had another client that did this with some highly appreciated stock. She had some Microsoft stock she bought about 20 or 30 years ago when it was
pennies in the dollar, right?
Just a few pennies. And now it's worth $500,000. So she sells all the stock inside the CRUT with no capital gains, gets the tax deduction, but she already had a government pension. She didn't need another pension. So she instead took the pension money and bought life insurance. So now when she dies, the church gets the $500,000 CRUT remainder. Her kids get $1 million tax-free from the life insurance company.
And tax-free Roth that they get.
And the tax-free Roth that she converted her IRAs to Roth using that tax deduction. So all of those things work together to make everybody a winner except for the IRS. So if you like that idea, you like the sound of that, you want to be everybody in your family is a winner except for the IRS, then
make an appointment. Call riskfeestaxes.com. Go on the website, make an appointment. It's absolutely free. We'll answer your questions and we'll help you determine if it makes sense for you.
It'll be a video call, so I look forward to seeing you on the computer. It's riskfeestaxes.com.
Anywhere in the country.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with Daniel and Raz from Higher Ground Financial Group. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.